They're coming to get you, Barbara.
So guys,
what?
I had this crazy
wait what
crazy nightmare last night.
We rehearsed that. what dream?
What was it? What was it about?
I was watching the soup, but it wasn't the soup. Like this Netflix show, but it had Joel McHale, and it was the soup. And I couldn't stop laughing. And then he had a guest on, and I was like, wait, is this Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Was it Zsa Zsa Gabor?
No, it wasn't.
Back from the grave, I think.
I think so, too. Yeah,
it was someone from Tina's favorite show, The Real Housewives of Elm Street.
Ah, hell yeah.
And then suddenly...
It's like five people just getting snatched through small windows all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, just dying in like really fucked up ways.
So guys, I'm being serious here. You'll never believe what happened.
What happened?
So all of a sudden, Joel McHale stops and he looks directly at me. You know what he said?
What did he say?
What's he say?
Welcome to Primetime, bitch!
Oh, shit.
Woo! Da-da-da.
All right. All right. Put on your fanciest warrior's gear. Yeah, it's time for... And a couple of dream warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Blood, Tits, and Gore presents
Sword Nightmare on Elm Street noises.
Part 2 and 3.
Part 2 and 3. Well, Freddy's Revenge and
Dream Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Freddy's Revenge, which doesn't actually involve Wes Craven because he sold the rights to New Line Cinema and couldn't get the fuck in. And then he told them not to make it. He was like, this script is bullshit.
I think you can't love it when it was close to it coming out. I think it's one of those where, like, looking back, you go, this is really good in, like, ways they didn't intend. Like, I think the things that are really good about it were kind of unintentional.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm Brooke.
Like, I don't think they were, like, shooting for the funny stuff exactly or shooting for the things that hit. I think they were trying to do it in a more straight way. And I'm not referring to sexuality either.
This is Tina, but I think that movie was just weird.
It's real weird.
Well, Wes Craven didn't want to make it into, like, he didn't want to make sequels to it, but then Freddy's Revenge ended up, like, making a shit ton of fucking money, and then it was like, okay, let's do this shit.
Did he direct Dream Wars?
No.
Oh. He just said, let's do this shit.
Yeah, well,
he's like, I encourage this. He give it.
Well, he's like a producer.
He's like, this is making money. Gotta get that paycheck, Wes. R.I.P. Wes Craven, too.
I know.
That's a bummer.
I know. Amen.
And Romero. Anyway.
R.I.P. everyone.
I know. Bowie.
Until they come back. Because they're all in cryo sleep right now.
I hope so.
Yeah. One day, it's going to be like Manhattan Projects, and we're just going to have like their little heads, like, or brains.
It's just going to be a bunch of like really rich geniuses.
And that'll without be the bodies. Future.
Without bodies.
Yeah. I'm into it.
I don't want my body, really. That. I'm ready for a robot body.
Yeah, no, I'm totally fine with a robot body.
I'm going to pass on
Well,
that.
I don't know. I was telling Scotty, though, when we like were getting off the air, when we were getting onto the airport, they have that clear thing where it like scans your retinas and does all that shit before you can get on the airplane.
What?
I was like,
the
I don't
fuck
know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's this thing. Like, it's not TSA pre-check. It's this thing called clear where you just get to walk straight fucking through.
Yeah.
And it's because it scans your retinas and your like fingerprints and all sorts of shit. It gets like...
What? I've never heard of that.
I think they're going to make people out of it. Like, it's the beginning.
They're scanning you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're putting you in a database.
Like someone snatches you from the side and then another you walks out.
Yeah.
No. Stepford people.
Oh, no. I don't like that one.
No.
I didn't think that idea.
Let's all go to the airport, y'all.
Oh my god, speaking of which,
I've
guys,
I've never seen that. Sorry.
I watched Happy Death Day on the plane last night. That movie's so cute.
I wanted to see that, and I never got around to it.
It's not scary. I wouldn't even consider it a horror film. That's the one that just came out, right? Yeah, it's not even that horrific.
And it's like the girl keeps repeating the same death day.
It's like, yeah, it's like a...
Which is fun.
It's like teen, like, sorority Groundhog Day, essentially. Yeah. It was pretty fun. I enjoyed it. But that has nothing to do with Nightmares or Nightmare on Elm Street. But... You know, whatever. People are in it. Yeah, there are people in both movies.
People are in both movies, and they're both movies.
Yeah. So we're going to start with talking about Freddy's Revenge.
Freddy's Revenge.
Which we starts out with our fun, super cool dude, Jesse.
Jesse.
Man, did they make him look cool.
Yeah, super cool.
Super cool. He starts out on a bus, which he should have known was a fucking nightmare because he has a car.
Oh, that intro is great. I love that intro.
I did really like the intro.
Yeah,
that was good.
The bus, is that where the bus drives into the...
And then it gets stuck on top of a rock in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. And Freddy's like coming to the back, getting closer, and the only way for them to keep from it crashing backwards is to walk forward.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
They like seesaw the bus.
I don't remember that at all.
So the very beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the first dream sequence.
And then he wakes up. And
his screams. Oh my gosh. They're so piercing.
Real. He's real effeminate.
Screaming. He's something. Sweaty. I don't know. Yeah, wakes up in that boiler room, hasn't unpacked a fucking thing, but he does later with a soundtrack.
Oh my gosh, that seems
such a whole thing.
Why was he like? Didn't he like have something? He's holding it like as like a fake penis, guitar. And he's like,
oh, I thought it was a guitar, but both.
Yeah, yeah, he's like doing something, and then that's when like,
and the girl walks,
that girl, like,
and he puts on sunglasses in his room. Yeah. Like, what is this fucking
it's
dork
like nighttime
doing?
He's got the jams going. He's like, you know, rocking around, and then he like picks something up, and he's like putting it in front of his penis and like doing a little shimmy. Yeah, and then right then his mom and his girl crush,
his Meryl Streep girlfriend,
right?
And that's, boy, did they not have chemistry at all.
Oh my God, no.
They were just
also,
like...
Also, did you see how... Okay, so the kid's room is a fucking disaster, but when it comes time for him to unpack, everything is packed so unbelievably organized. He's literally just picking things up and throwing them in drawers. Yeah. She's like, you go here. Like, what in the fuck?
And then it does the fade out and suddenly everything's in the right place.
I want to know his secret, because unpacking is never like that for me.
Dude, I throw shit in box and I write living room. I'm not like bookcase or like pots and pans. Yeah. I'm just like, we're going to find out. Yeah. It goes in the kitchen.
Yeah.
My friend Brian always said that he wants to get to the level of rich where when you move somewhere, the stuff's there.
That's what
Michael
does.
When you buy a house, the things are there.
Yeah.
Damn. And you don't think about it.
Yeah, no, it Michael happens. Has movers who come and put everything out.
Yeah.
And people like stage it well. And you're just like, cool, I'm living in a hotel always.
I don't want to live in a hotel always. That's scary.
But not, you know what I mean? Like things are done.
I'm a ghost.
For you.
Yeah.
So Jesse's going to school and he's on the football team?
I forgot, because one of the things that I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Was when the girl comes in the room and he's like, she's going to help him unpack whatever. They're doing their thing. Yeah. And they find the diary of Nancy.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're reading it and it's like, then it gets
scary. They're like reading it together.
But then they have like no fucking idea about the history of that home, when I'm like, it couldn't have been more than 5 years ago.
So it
was 5 years. But this is pre-internet. This is pre-internet. Nobody knew anything.
But still, it had cut on fucking fire.
And there was like a bunch of kids dying.
I think it had.
Nuh-uh. Yeah.
Well, people did know. I don't think she knew.
Well, it didn't.
She broke had windows
no idea,
and shit.
And he had
she
no
broke
idea.
Windows, but
and
was,
I'm like,
he was running.
Yeah, but that's probably the realtor. The realtor was, the dad knew.
Yeah.
The dad knew, but didn't tell the family.
Uh-huh. I don't know. But
and
like,
you'd have to be like.
But she was from the town, right?
How do you breach the subject with somebody like, hey, how's living in the murder house? Like, that's a weird thing to do.
Easy. Pretty much that one guy in, like, the locker room does. Yeah. He's like, oh, you're not living in that one house with the red door. Oh, the crazy house?
Yeah, I think everybody...
But the thing is, she didn't even have a red door.
Oh, it didn't. She didn't? Oh,
no.
Yeah, she had a white door, right?
Yeah, there's. It's red. Well, she had a different colored door. It's red doors. I think her door is blue. It's red doors, like, in the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
I only know this because I posted that GIF the other night.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. I was just, like, very confused how no one... I mean, yeah, the parents knew, but they were like, it's a steal. We'll
people
get it.
People didn't know anything before.
Yeah, he didn't even know. I mean, it was just, like, crazy people lived there because nobody's,
well,
like,
it was, like, a whole big fucking wild thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was a little silly.
Yeah, it is. God.
That's fucking love that gift. I wonder if they knew that.
Yoink.
Yeah, and they're reading the diary, though, and they're like, ooh, it
yeah, they start out sexy.
And it's like, he's in my dreams, and I think about him all the time. And they're like, oh, and then he's killing people.
Yep.
I love that guy.
All my friends are dead.
Thanks, Rob/Andrew.
He wants that 5-star.
Yeah, he does.
He's got a meme from your Postmates guy.
Yeah, my Postmates guy just sent me a meme of
a corgi driving,
and it says, I'm on the way my way with your order.
Damn.
What service are you
That's
using?
That's interesting.
Oh, favor.
Huh. I don't want to really... not that
You don't
sexual.
Want a personal relationship with your...
I don't.
You know, you don't? With your delivery driver? How strange. Rico, you can get up there if you want.
As long as he doesn't engage when he gets to the door, if he sends me like a funny thing on the way there,
yeah,
and he's quiet and he like takes my money and it's like,
dude,
peace.
I normally do like the slide the hand out and just kind of grab it. Like, yeah.
Oh my
creep.
Gosh, that's so creepy.
That's awful.
I do that sometimes.
Like, and then they're like, I wonder what's wrong with her. Like, is her face all fucked up? Yeah. Like, does she have a head? Is she a ghost?
I've like when my roommate didn't, when I was roommateless for 2 weeks, I may have answered the door in the nude, but like hid behind it and put my hand out because I basically lived naked for 2 weeks because I didn't have a roommate.
It's tight.
Sorry for that image, but
it's liberating.
Yeah. So reading the diary, they discover that 5 years prior.
Yeah, we just skipped like way ahead. So Ron and
no, that's in the beginning. That's,
yeah, that's
when
the
they're
beginning.
Doing the. He's unpacking his room.
And they find
when they find the diary.
Well, yeah, when they find the diary, but he meets Ron first. Hears about the murder house, and then he has to do all the push-ups, and then he unpacks his room.
Wait, he hears at the murder house that he's living in the murder house, or just hears about it?
He has
general?
A really complex, supportive, weird friend.
I know.
Who he's like, Brady. Can I stay over at your house? He's like, and he's like. Yeah, I guess it's like a
well,
bromance-y,
one of the
like
scenes
yeah.
is like them doing like the really weird
but he's
fight.
Like he's like ragging
yeah.
on him at
before.
First like
yeah.
they were competitive at first. It was like pulling the hair of the girl you like in
yeah.
in kindergarten. But
I just from the corner of my eye saw you going like this, and I was like, that's not necessarily how I pull hair, but I guess if that's your thing.
Well, they're doing like push-ups, and it just looks like they're like rubbing their dicks on the ground because they're like so exhausted
yeah.
from the push-ups.
They're like their midsections are collapsing.
Yeah.
Their core strength is weak.
Why is he so excited to be unpacking his room?
He wasn't excited.
He wasn't pissed off.
He tried to get out of it.
He was trying to go see his lady friend. His dad was like, do you unpack that room?
He's like,
no, but I mean, I'll do it later. I'm just going out for an hour. He's like, not until you unpack.
Can you imagine your revenge being like, well, I'm just going to have fun while I unpack my room, dad. Blast some music and have a fucking blast.
Well, I think he thought he was being like really showing his dad up by like just dumping shit in drawers.
Yeah.
But it was like I'm gonna dump all my underwear into one drawer. Fuck you, dad.
Yeah, fuck you, dad. I'm gonna wear sunglasses like, while I do it, dad.
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm cool. Oh,
super cool.
And then they let the girl upstairs. You'd think the dad would have been like, sorry, he's busy
unpacking right now.
He should have unpacked a week ago,
yeah.
but...
You know what's going to help him unpack? A pretty girl he's interested in.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing.
But then she does. So, yeah. Like, dad wins.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I'd be like, well, I mean, yeah. I guess I'll come back later. Tell him to meet me at the bowling rink.
I have to be real into you to help you
yeah,
unpack.
That's yeah. like not a thing. I don't
and
know.
Unpacking well, personal stuff
I mean,
is weird.
I would help a friend, but yeah, they just like yeah. met, so that's different. Yeah.
Well, they're like, you know... I mean, they clearly really, really like each other, considering
well,
that the thing that...
Well, they're scripted to like each other.
Yeah, because the thing that saves them later is the fact that she's like, I love you. I love you all. That's what...
He does so many things to, like, not make her like him, and she's still like, She's like,
I'm in it.
Yeah, she's
ride or die.
Yeah,
she's like
and
real
like
ride or die.
Immediately, because he like starts doing crazy shit early on, and that's when any normal girl would be like,
and she's
you
like,
figure that out. I'm gonna go.
He's like,
thing.
He's like murdering
she's
people,
like,
and like,
she's like, no, you would never. And it's like, but do you even know that?
Yeah,
like,
right.
You don't
know
that
all.
He wouldn't.
Yeah, you've known
like,
him 5 minutes.
Yeah,
like he could.
Tried to date everyone at that school, or she has
yeah,
fucked everybody
over.
At the school. She's
yeah.
she is.
She's like,
last
I've got to get on
news.
This new
she
guy.
She has to get the new guy.
No one fucking tell him anything, or I'll kill you.
And then people at school are ragging on her too. Like, why are you hanging out with
oh,
that
yeah.
head case or whatever? And she's like, no, you don't know him. It's like, bitch, you don't either.
Yeah,
like
nobody
yeah.
knows him.
She's like, I know him well enough to steal his car and drive to a boiler room to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Oh yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Also, like, did something happen to the car? Am I not remembering something? Did something happen
what?
To the car other than her drive to the boiler room at the end
so.
Of the movie? Because I feel like it would have been a clue at the end of the movie that that they were in a nightmare
yeah.
if suddenly he wasn't driving to school
okay,
again.
Did you, oh, yeah. Burke's theory is that it's not actually
my theory
like
is that it's not actually Freddy, that Freddy might be controlling him, but in it they show Freddy come out of him, and like everybody's seeing Freddy, like Freddy's mm-hmm. the one doing the
yeah.
killing, but I don't, the way everybody's acting to me, it seems like
it's just the dude.
They see the dude.
Yeah, yeah, the dude,
like
acting
the pool
weird.
Scene,
the pool scene
and he's
so
like
weird.
He's
like, buddy, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm
nobody
down.
Yeah.
would fucking do that
yeah. to a guy
to
with
a scary
hands.
Scar mask
yeah.
who like pounces out of concrete.
Yeah. yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I definitely think it was just him. Well, what if he just got this like obsession of Freddy
through the diary,
yeah.
and like just took on this persona.
I like it. It adds layers.
But like,
well, and then he tries to like maybe he tried to like get with his friend Ron, and Ron was like, "Nah, man." And so then he was like,
yeah.
"I'm gonna have to kill you then."
Have to murder.
Maybe instead of Freddy coming out, it was like his like engorged dick, and like Ron was like no dude,
it did
no,
come from out it
no.
did come from central
yeah,
body
yeah
mass.
It did, and he was like, no, put it away, man, don't do it, you know. And then it turns out, and then he just fucking killed him.
Yeah,
man, that scene was gross when Freddy was coming out of his body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah,
and like especially the part where he's like, I think he's trying to talk, or is it Freddy that's trying to talk, and you can see Freddy's eye through like the back
his
of
mouth.
His yeah,
yeah.
his throat. Oh, that one really,
yeah.
I didn't love that. That was gross. Because
yeah. you don't want anything in the back of your throat.
Especially
that's not
an eye.
A throat.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Dude, I once went to the doctor
like
convinced.
Like people pull hair out of their mouths in horror movies and they keep pulling it. That
yeah.
always fucks me.
I just bought a bunch of drain snakes today, and I'm going to snake all the drains in my fucking house and pull out a bunch of hair. I just thought of that. Because
that's
the hair in the mouth. But this is going to be like.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. You guys, drainage issues.
That's exciting.
I'm so
that
excited.
That is not sexy.
I looked up a bunch of pictures of it on Google the other night. Oh, I'm so excited. Anyways, you're going to have to cut that.
Messing up my really cool story about
okay.
how...
You, that wasn't a good story,
tell us your really
though.
Cool story.
So one day I looked in the back of my throat and there was this like crazy big pustule.
Yeah.
It was like so big and it was so white. And I went to the doctor.
Yeah.
It was a piece of potato.
Dude.
It was just stuck behind my tonsil.
That's such a bummer.
And I was like, my throat was killing me. And like, I was like, I have strep throat. I'm getting my tonsils out.
Like
they were like,
this is a moldy potato.
It's a French fry.
That's so
oh,
fucking gross.
My gosh. I'm sure they were like, how old are you? Do you know how to chew your food and swallow it?
Well, I know how to, you know, hide it in my mouth for later, apparently.
Right.
That seems a like a good quality to have if you're like in prison or
yeah.
in,
yeah.
in a mental institute.
People are like, I'm starving.
Yeah.
And then like, I just cough and I'm like,
no, I don't like that at all.
Gross.
Ew.
Huh.
Okay. This is kind of tangential. Well, it's about the movie.
You
but
love gross stuff, Sam.
I know I love gross stuff,
she
but
was
that
about
really bums me
earlier.
Out for some reason. I just had strep throat, and I was looking at my throat, and I'm like, this looks bad.
Yeah,
like,
it looks,
when people back
is,
in
yeah,
the day
really
saw this, they're probably like, I think I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Gnarly. Yeah.
Bad,
God bless you, modern medicine.
A lot of people.
Yes,
like, yeah, that was like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck! It is so disgusting. I don't know. It's just so gross back there. And
yeah.
then when you get those like
the
tonsil
white
stones,
God,
yeah.
and they're like, ugh.
I had my tonsils removed when I was 11, I think. It's kind
yeah,
of it's like towards the late side.
Really, really young.
And they put me under, and I woke up and started screaming. and didn't stop screaming for like 3 hours because the gas makes me go crazy. No. And then
Did that fuck your shit up?
Oh, yeah. I paused from screaming enough to throw up blood.
Dude. Yeah. That's where your parents should have been like, Trajan. Yeah. You're getting a new one.
Yeah.
Fuck. So you're like the fun person who gets their tonsils out and then
I can't be knocked out.
And then wanders out and is like,
oh yeah, when I got like, my wisdom teeth out, I wander around.
Magic Mountain, look at marshmallows.
Yeah, I was very David after the dentist. Like, my favorite is this real life?
My favorite video is that one.
Like, it makes me have a total break with reality. It's like having a waking nightmare.
Whoa, dude, that's fucked up.
Man, the only time I've been put under
twilight sleep any day.
Yeah. I had to get my appendix removed, and I like was totally like out. Well, first, this is, was a funny thing. They made me drink all this fluid so they could like scan me and shit. But I was like, I can't drink anymore. Like, I literally, like, I'm telling you, my body is not going to take anymore.
Yeah.
And they're like, you have to drink more. And it was just like, the nurse walks off and I'm like, this fucking cunt, she does not believe me. So my stepdad, bless his soul, he was like, just try drink a little bit more. I know, just try it just a little bit. And so
dump it out.
I did. And guess what?
You threw one swallow.
Then I just projectile all this red fluid all over my stepdad. Like projectile. Shit. Like think like exorcist kind of projectile. Terrible. And he was like,
sometimes you just vomit like that.
He's like, don't, I'll just, I'm going to go get somebody. Just, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, they end up putting me under and I wake up like as soon as the morphine hit, like it was like, Warm sensation. As soon as I felt it on my neck, I was like, out. Like, I was just
dead. I love that when they tell you to count and we're like, oh, yeah, you're like, weak in here.
Yeah. I don't even remember. I don't even think I could count. Yeah. It was very quick. But when I woke up, like, all of my family was standing around me. And it was like, I was like, I just like was like, am I dead? And I started freaking out and I just immediately started crying. I was like, what's going on? I was so confused. I thought, like, it's weird to wake up and like your whole family's like looking over you. I'm like, was something wrong with me? I mean, something was wrong with me, but it was scary.
Yeah, that break with reality is always jarring.
Ugh. Yeah, no, well, when I got an endoscopy.
Yeah.
And then...
Is that how you say that?
I've never said it out loud. I always have to say it a couple times before I get it right. And then a colonoscopy at the same time, they put you under so that they can shove shit up, like, both sides of you at the same time, clearly.
Yeah.
But you
see if they can touch.
They put you under, so you're on your side, and you're like, all right, you're going under. And then you wake up, and you wake up to yourself speaking gibberish. It's not
That's
like...
That's terrifying.
Yeah, so it's like, what the fuck have I said to these people? But apparently...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I apparently looked at my mom and the nurse and said, I can have anal sex now. There's nothing in my ass.
Oh, that's great.
No. Yeah, and my mom was like, what the fuck? And then the nurse looked down on me and I go, I eat babies. And
dude,
then she was like, she was like, that's not funny. And I was like, I treat babies because I want to be a nurse, and started like trying to like cover my tracks, but I was speaking gibberish, so I'm sure in my head that's what I was saying, but I'm sure to her I was like, I did kill babies.
How's that nurse not smart enough to know that you were high as fuck?
Yeah, I was high as fuck.
There's you're a, high as fuck at the before surgery.
A horror movie about a guy who he does colonoscopies in this little village or this town in
like legally,
he's just a doctor.
He's just a traveling colonoscopist.
What is that called? A gastroenterologist.
Yeah, a GE doctor.
And yeah, he's in this town, and you know, it starts out kind of funny because they're like all these people talking random shit, whatever, saying goofy stuff. Man. And then there's this guy starts talking, like saying all this stuff about like where he hid the bodies and like all this shit, and it's so cool. It's on Netflix. I think it's called.
That's what Bluebeard. I get scared about. That I'm going to tell
Bluebeard?
People.
Bluebeard.
Tell
it's like
people
Japanese or Korean. I think it's Korean. I don't know. But he starts like just revealing all these like really fucked up things
while they're knocked out.
Yeah, while he's knocked out and he's like talking about like how they cut up
the
body.
The guy who's under.
And the doctor's hearing it because he's like used to hearing a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
And he's hearing it and he's kind of like,
he's like, wait, this
fuck,
is really,
I know this guy.
This is like, really
this
specific.
Is, and he was like the stepfather of someone he knew or something. He's like, oh, fuck. And then I fell asleep in the movie. So
yeah, that's good.
It was an interesting premise, though. I was intrigued. But, okay, wait, can I talk about how In Freddy's Revenge.
Yes, we actually. That's yeah,
no,
we
actually talked about
that. Now
we're
going to pass on that. Talk about stuff on our podcast. And not
we talk don't about talk about what we said we were going to talk about. This is actually about colonoscopies.
Can I say something on topic?
I know.
Go.
It's
go,
unpopular,
go.
But what threw me off about this, because I watched obviously Dream Warriors, and then I watched the next one. I have no recollection of it though.
Dream Master.
Yes. What confused me is that Jesse is not dreaming during any of these episodes.
Yeah, that's
like,
yeah,
why
that,
did
that's...
they change the whole format?
Because, well, there wasn't a like, there wasn't a rule book yet because there's only
yeah,
one movie.
Because there's only one movie,
and they didn't
but
know
I
what
feel,
worked
I feel
and what
like
didn't
that
work.
One
so
movie is very much like this happens when you're
yeah, but they
asleep.
Wanted to make a sequel, but they wanted to make something fresh
well,
and like
well,
new
and
in case it was only a one time thing.
What they were going okay. for is that he was not, he was just coming into the real world.
Yeah.
Although I okay. think that he was just either going insane.
He was, I feel like he was like, yeah. Not possessing, but like controlling from some.
Yeah.
But we were talking about how they stole the fuck. They
yeah,
she
the
must
glove.
Have gone back and like taken
well,
his hand
so,
out of the flaming
yeah, how did,
pile of dead
how did she get a
person?
Nice gloved knife hand well, after they burned him
and
alive?
If, and if the glove was in the house, then I'm sure Jesse was running around with the glove because it was definitely in the house.
It was accessible, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
What did she do at that warehouse? I can't remember what she did at the warehouse.
What warehouse?
She Who? Drove off and did a thing?
She drove off... What?
She drove off know. And like fought Freddy?
Who?
Did she?
The girl.
Oh,
the girl.
Did he? Oh, he escaped to there and she was like, I know where he's going.
Yeah.
And then she went to the
yeah,
warehouse.
Yeah, she followed.
But then,
yeah.
hadn't she been there before? Because that's how she knew that he was going to be there? She
well,
went there
no,
by
no.
herself
she,
once
she,
to get like
she figured out
a diary
all the,
or
she
something.
Figured out all the information about it
yeah.
and knew that he had killed kids at the boiler room.
Right. So
he,
she went out there and she's like, I got to check out this
he
kill
like,
room.
He gave her the diary at a certain
yeah.
point, right?
Yeah.
So she was like... diving in like a reporter
yeah.
getting all the info yeah that was weird. I mean I don't want to skip to the end
like
yet, but...
I'm not gonna like you know you gotta be some good ass for me to suddenly be like I don't know actually I would if you ran up to me and you were like so this crazy shit's happening there's this person killing people in their dreams and I think he's possessing me and this is happening I'd probably be like I'll hang out with you because that person
not me.
Sounds kind of cool.
Not me. If you think
like
you're
a,
if you think you're getting
pass.
Possessed at all,
hard pass
around me.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. I'm gonna talk real nice to your face and then avoid the shit
well,
out
does
of
she
you.
See, does
you're
she
like, I'm
see
real busy.
His like well, disgustingly dead and oversized large tongue after he motorboats her?
Oh yeah, that's
like. Does she?
No,
did she
I,
see that?
No,
I don't think she did.
No, because yeah. I don't think.
I think he imagines.
I think
that,
he
right?
imagines. I think everything that's happening
okay.
is he is imagining.
It's him. Is his metaphorical?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
the whole metaphor thing.
Yeah.
That thing was fucking gross.
Yeah, because then, like later on, like just. I just don't see all these people at a party looking at a man who's charred to a crisp, dressed like it's fucking winter.
Trying to talk him down like in a calm way.
Talking to him
yeah.
like it's like fucking nothing.
They freak out at yeah. first, but then they kind of just stare at him. They're like,
dude,
what's
you,
going on?
Yeah.
I mean,
I would not stop freaking out if a yeah, nightmare.
Like, is random shit catching
like
on fire?
Burn victim
like
was chasing after me with knives?
Fire,
no,
spontaneously.
The pool literally becomes
boils.
Boiling water.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, I yeah. love when he does, like, this totally reminds me of, like, a Michael Jackson concert from the 80s
yeah.
when he, like, jumps through the door and disappears, and then he, like, pops out of the ground and does that big
yes.
jump. I'm
yes.
like, is this, like, a fucking the Pepsi tour from the
yeah.
80s of Michael Jackson when he just, like, launches out of the
that,
ground?
That, like, Thriller bass light just
yeah.
starts
yeah.
and,
like, what the fuck?
That everyone's
was,
dancing.
I like that part.
Yeah. yeah. It's just a, and then the one guy, it's like, dude. Like, who invited... No, who is this guy? The guy who he just appears and is like, dude.
All right, man, calm down.
Calm down.
You know he sat down his acoustic know. Guitar right before he did that.
Yeah, no, I was telling her, her earlier.
He came into that party and was doing James Taylor covers and ruining
yeah.
the vibe.
Well, no, I told her earlier and I was like, who perfect. The fuck is this guy? Like,
yeah.
oh, what is he doing? Like, who's he trying to impress? Is
yeah.
like fucking Angelina Jolie there?
I don't
like,
know.
Who in the fuck is he trying to like...
Yeah, why are you trying to be like... The guy who de-escalated the situation.
Mm. Yeah, no, so later
like,
on they can be
don't
like,
be, the hero.
Be like, well, Steve died, but he tried to beat the bad guy. He
yeah.
held everybody
well, me,
back.
I'd be like, Steve was real stupid and got killed before other people. Because he put himself in front of folks.
Steve got thrown at a grill.
Also, the random, like, fence shocking scene.
Yeah.
The guy, like, runs to the fence and it just, like, glows. And then he's like,
Doesn't the,
Freddy just walks through the front.
Isn't there a bunch of pyrotechnics when he gets thrown into the
grill? He gets thrown into the grill. The grill top gets knocked off. And then suddenly it's fire shoots out of, like, the...
It's like an AC/DC show or something. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening. People are getting stabbed left and right.
Someone gets their neck crunched when everyone's trying to jump the fence.
Yeah, somebody gets trampled. Yeah.
Yeah, someone falls down. You see them get trampled. Like,
never fall when people are fucking running. You are fucked.
You're super fucked.
Yeah. What was that? Which was it?
Getting trampled is probably one of. It's got to be up there, like deaths you don't want to happen to you.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
The scene where fucking
Game of Thrones spoiler people.
Well, we're okay in the Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah,
where he's under the fucking pile of people. That is the most unsettling, fucking scene where he is like, struggling.
Then he's the blackhead getting popped in that pile of humanity.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god, that is like, it's just terrifying to think of like that many bodies just smashed on top of each other. Ugh.
Just made me think of festivals and then why I don't go to festivals anymore.
It's much like that. Yeah, yeah. We're like,
it's because you become a sin.
Is it? Oh yeah.
Yeah. You like, really do.
Is it? So we reach the climax of our situation. The party ends.
I was like, I'm not lame. And then I realized he said zit. I'm sorry.
So we reach the climax where he walks through the fence and decides to go to his boiler room.
Yeah.
And she's like, I know where he's heading, and she steals his car.
Best part of the movie. So many weird, amazing shit. Things happen.
Yeah, she keeps telling him that she loves it.
The dog, but the dog with face.
The dogs with people faces. People faces.
So disconcerting. You see it only for a second.
The weird hellhounds at the front of the boiler room.
There's like weird, disconcerting, like not real.
I got to remember that. But it's like very difficult to forget.
You watch it and you're like, huh! But it's only on camera for a few seconds.
They don't even do anything.
Yeah, but it's just making you feel unsettled.
Yeah.
It's like really good. And then that rat. That gets killed by the cat in front of her, and they're all like, it looks like the hedgehog from Caddyshack.
Oh my gosh, these dog people.
Yeah.
There's so many points that she can turn around and just say,
I've seen enough.
Yeah, I think this is good.
Her fuck it limit must be set real high. My fuck it limit is real low.
She has one.
Yeah. I know. What the hell? Honestly.
When do you say enough is enough for her?
Nothing is enough for her.
Clearly, there's like no stopping it. And also, you've known this guy for like 2 weeks. I'd be like, look, she's homie. I tried. I gave it a good run, but I'm gonna go ahead and call it here.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna go home.
That is kind of close to how stupidly into people you get when you're young. But like, she's 17.
That's
like a bit far. When he's coming to her saying that he thinks he killed all these people and these people are dead, and he's like, you know, he's there. He was at the place that the crime took.
And there
the crime happened.
Any...
I don't know.
He wasn't sympathetic sad. Like, he was kind of creepy sad.
And there wasn't any intimacy or anything.
He wasn't like the sad romantic loner.
And it's like,
he was like the guy who's going to shoot
for
the
some
school.
Time, and she's like, I trust this person.
Or
I know.
She had lost her virginity to him.
Yeah, there was just any connection beyond like thinking he was cute for a couple weeks.
Oh my god, he has a car with a tape deck.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
I had a car with a tape deck.
Yeah, so did I.
Well.
But so she goes into the boiler room, sees a bunch of shit.
Crazy shit. She talks him down.
I really like that part because I think it's cool to see like Freddy being so vulnerable. And when he gets to the point where she like gets up to him and is like grabbing him, she's like, I love you. And then he like pushes her away. Yeah. He's like, no.
I fucking hate love.
Yeah. I know. It's like,
I love children.
I love that part. Ugh. Gross, but then she Frenches Freddy.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay. So no.
She's like,
seeing
he seems to really
him.
Like this.
There's no way she's seeing Freddy. And I imagine.
I don't know. Because she's like, I know you're in there. I know you're in there.
Yeah.
Well,
and
she
then he's like,
that the
he's
real
like,
him
no.
who doesn't want to kill everybody.
No, he's gone.
It's like a Jekyll and Hyde story more than like a Freddy story.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Also, like, if I was hanging out with a guy, so, like, let's just remove Freddy from the situation. Sure. So I'm hanging out with a guy for 2 weeks, and he starts fucking murdering everybody or who I go to school with.
Yeah.
I'm not chasing him anywhere.
Yeah, if I know where he lives.
To an isolated location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know where he is. I'm gonna
follow this guy. I think I can really have a conversation.
I know where he is, and then you go to your little dial-up phone, and you dial 911.
Yeah.
And you tell the police where he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you get your dad to do it, because the cops in 80s movies didn't do anything for kids.
No. Yeah.
They did only did it when adults.
Dude, neither did the parents in general, didn't give a shit.
Nobody really gives a shit at all.
Even though they know they're technically responsible for the haunting or
that's
whatever
it is.
That's
a big common theme in horror movies, is like failure of authority to actually like be effective.
Well, it is mind-blowing in these movies that, like, these people know that they killed a person named Freddy Krueger who was killing children.
Yeah.
And now all of their children are
spontaneously
dying.
Spontaneously.
And they're mentioning him.
Yeah, they're mentioning
him. They're like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't want to hear these lies.
Like, it's probably not that, but isn't that a weird coincidence for, like, four deaths? And then they're finally like, oh, okay, there's, like, 8 kids dead. We've got to take it seriously.
Even in which we're about to get to Dream Warriors, when Nancy's trying to tell her dad, he's basically like, okay, Nancy, well, you know, let's try to hang out at a different time where it's like not about this shit. Yeah. Like, like nobody can get anybody together.
Who cares?
It's like we literally caught him on fire and watched him burn mom and then watch her go into the bed into her glowing tomb.
Oh my
like,
God.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, yeah, we've been
you don't
through
see
some
that
shit.
And then question anything
after
that. You're like, yeah, probably aliens.
He's
I don't
like,
fucking
Jesus,
know.
Jesus, Nancy, you only call me when Freddy's around. Why don't you call me, like, to tell me happy fucking birthday?
Dude.
To, like, get a beer and hang out? Fuck. So did we get to the end of this movie? Okay, so then we're
she
converts him with her
power of love.
Power of love. The power of love.
Yeah.
But
amen, girl.
She
defeats the power of glove with the power of love.
She beats the power of love.
I hate that I said that. I'm sorry.
No, I thought it was amazing.
I like that.
That was pretty crazy.
One point for Pony tonight.
So the thing is.
Yes.
Suddenly it's nightmare time again.
Yeah.
And then.
Dun, dun, dun.
Virus and threat protection.
It's okay. Thanks, Windows Defender. So we reach the point where they're like on the bus, and then it's like the friend who we totally forgot existed because she's like barely in it. She's just there to be like, why are you hanging out with that dweeb? Well, she doesn't talk like that. She's more like, why are you hanging out with that dweeb? But I don't even remember her name. It's on that piece of paper in the middle of the table,
dude,
but I'm too lazy to
lean
over.
The way the bus was hopping around made me laugh. Like,
oh my God, there's somebody's like,
yeah,
it's going too fast.
Yeah, and everyone's like, chill, dude. This is normal.
Yeah.
Like, but then it's not normal.
Yeah.
But it is normal.
It was normal during that section, but.
But then it got bad.
But then it becomes bad because then they do the full circle thing where they do the beginning scene at the end. Basically,
it was so
yeah
evil.
No and no and
wait
then,
no but they get off
no Freddy
the bus.
Fred no mm-mm. They don't
well the Fred, one person gets off the bus
yeah.
He oh but then that's supposed the to be the it's, but it's supposed to be like what happens at the beginning
yeah
mm.
Except for more people and it's like Freddy busts his glove through that one
the
chick
seat, right
yeah.
Or like
right
through
her chest.
No, I feel
Is
like it.
Her?
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like he's like, you thought you were gonna make it out. Just kidding, fucker. Like done.
Yeah.
And then we move on. We move
Wait,
on.
Can we talk about two scenes that totally? I was like, "What the fuck is happening?"
Yes.
In
a movie,
we totally didn't
being,
even mention
what
the weird. Yeah, the coach.
That scene, and then the one
oh,
where the
yeah.
bird, where the bird is freaking out and flying around the house and scratches the dad, and everyone's freaking out, and then he blames Jesse.
He's like,
he probably put a firecracker or something, and I'm like. What do you mean? Did you even suggest that?
Yeah.
It's like, I want to tell you about Occam's razor. That's where you take the most reasonable thing, and that's probably what happened. Not some convoluted, like...
This is probably one of your tricks where you put a fucking firework in a bird and let it fly around and you make it scratch
Either that
me
or historically... He's done really weird. He's like trained birds and blown them up.
He's like, I know you're reading all those books about birds. And
well, that one well, bit
he like puts techniques. A picture of his dad in front and just taps him on the head.
No, like per all parents in the 80s, the dad obviously hates his son.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like, even like when the house is like getting caught, he's like, oh, you probably did this. And he's like, what the I don't want to burn up in this house.
Why'd you break the AC?
Yeah.
Haunting of a murdered serial killer is more reasonable than like what you're suggesting your son did.
Yeah.
He's awful. Which is fucking weird.
And the most bad thing the son did was dump all of his underwear in the underwear drawer.
Yeah.
Without folding it.
I just keep imagining it being like it just being the sane thought that he trained a bird to fly around with a firecracker in its ass.
You trained a obviously because it exploded.
Yeah, it's like, everyone shut up. Here's what happened. I know you did this. You trained that bird for months.
Months.
And you planned it for this night, and you knew it was going to scratch my face.
And you put like a timed explosive in it. So it had enough time to attack me first and then blow up.
God damn it, Jesse, right? You're grounded.
I fucking got you, Jesse.
It's almost a compliment to the son. Like, you must really think highly that you can come up with this amazingly, like these Rube Goldberg. Okay, yeah, so the bird exploding, and then the other one,
fucking coach,
the coach thing.
Where he runs into him at the like at the weird. Gamer.
So this is a small town with like an S&M bar, which is like, I guess it's appropriate for the town that like burned a child murderer alive. Yeah. They all did, so they're like. Like, nothing makes me feel anything anymore.
And then they let the kid
have to get whipped.
So I need to get whipped.
Dude.
And then the coach is there. The coach is a leather daddy.
Yeah. And then he's like, you're in fucking trouble. Run some laps.
Yeah. It then takes him to the school.
We're leaving.
Stays in his leather daddy gear at school.
Dude.
Not a good look to be at school in.
And like, why even is that after happening? Hours.
And then hitting the showers. I mean, like.
Yeah. Fuck.
Whoa.
Oh,
not a good decision.
Yeah.
Oh, he was ready to get boned.
Yeah. That was.
Oh, yeah.
He was going in.
And
for
then,
it.
Like, Jesse's, like, running laps, and isn't he wearing, like, a leather jacket and no shirt?
Yeah.
Some weird combo where you're like,
that seems why real
is
weird.
Any of this ever happening?
Even at the beginning of the film, when they're doing the push ups, his friend's like, oh, yeah, coach gets off on this.
Yeah.
So it's like,
so
it's like,
really does.
Yeah, it's like, it's a thing. It's his thing. He's into it.
Oh, wow.
Get it, man.
Oh, fuck me.
He just wants him to say.
Oh, he wants. Well, yes, he doesn't want to fuck you, actually.
No, I can make a pretty boy.
Yeah, I think so too.
Don't you make me a female? I can be a boy if I want to.
Yeah, you could be a pretty boy.
I could be a pretty boy. Actually, there was like, I've had my hair up recently, and there was like one filter on Snapchat. It wasn't like a bearded one. It was just like a pretty one, but I kept taking pictures, and I was like, I look like a really hot dude right now. Like, I'd be a cute gay dude.
Love the pretty filters.
I love the pretty filters.
I look like a fucking,
I hate Snapchat now. I just save videos
like a Viking
on Instagram.
Goddess.
Those pretty filters. Goddess. Yeah,
I love that.
I don't use Snapchat anymore because I can't figure out what
I can't
what
figure
it's
it
doing.
Out.
Yeah, I have no idea how to Snapchat.
It was like,
are
love...
we hitting that age where we're like,
no.
Guys, how do
no,
we do
even
that?
The kids,
or is it even
just
the kids can't figure it out.
There's a change.org with 1.5 million signatures on it.
No.
Just to
I don't
tell
get it. What do you mean?
Did you update yours?
I made the format real weird.
Oh, maybe I didn't update mine.
You might have not. Don't update it.
Yeah, don't touch it.
That's probably why you're the only person who I ever see still use it.
Me too. Oh, I don't think it's Snapchats from you.
Well, no. People are like, one of the memes was, have you seen my Snapchat story? And it's like, no, I can't find it. Yeah. I can't find mine.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, then I haven't, because mine's still the same.
Yeah.
The other day, I was real hungover, and I put a filter on. I was like, ooh, mama's looking good. I wish this filter would go with me everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
One day.
It's fine.
Black Mirror.
One day, we'll have one. Yeah.
We need an air horn sound.
I've got rap air horn on my phone. That used to be my go-to.
We don't even need your app, Pony. We fucking got it.
We need to pretend like we're sword fighting. I feel like that would be very appropriate with the sounds we're making.
So Freddy's Revenge.
Transition?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, never mind. Just kidding. We already talked about it. Pass.
Sam.
Pass. I know. I got confused.
What are you
okay,
doing?
Okay, but... Oh, what's the end? Okay, so the end of the original, they're all in the car. And it's...
Yeah,
that's
we're moving on to
a lot of fun.
Part three. Okay,
so I think what we talked about with you, last episode, was that we think that Nancy was just having another dream and realizing that the dream wasn't over.
I was asleep by the end.
Oh, the end of one.
Yeah. We that's when she went and got on Hypnosil.
But it was also like, if they never made a sequel, that it would have been a good ending to the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we gather later on is...
I was trying.
Yeah. You have to press
Dream Warriors
the 3. Button.
Yeah.
Cool.
I can do it.
Yeah,
I can do it.
So excited!
I need to download that app.
It's called Hamhorn.
Hamhorn.
Because there's a.
We're going ham.
No, because of
ham.
It has that. It has that. That.
Well, yeah, we know that.
And then.
In a world.
What? It's that movie noise.
Yeah, that was a fart, dude.
I did
that's,
too.
At first do I it did, again. But that's good. No,
do it again.
Two kids in a dark place.
Oh, I get it.
What will happen?
Someone
this
will...
summer.
That's fucking good.
I can't speak that low. Okay, so Dream Warriors, Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
So.
Very good.
We are Dream Warriors. We are Dream Warriors. What would your Dream Warrior persona be? Not who would you be from the movie, but like you have to be like the most baddest.
Can we ponder on
sickest?
This for like a minute?
Are we talking about like what would we look like or what would our ability
well,
be?
Well, you know, like both. Well, like Taryn is like she shows up and she's like, in my dreams, I'm beautiful and I'm
bad.
Yeah.
Suddenly she has like a mohawk and she's like all like.
But she was the only one who like. Physically,
no.
And then she really,
Will turned wizard, into a wizard.
He literally has like a vampire cloak or some weird shit.
Yeah, he's got a wizard cloak on.
I don't like it.
He's got some wizard sleeves.
Ew, what does that mean again?
A bad giant.
Saggy vaginas.
Have you ever heard of it?
Have you ever heard that? It's a saggy vagina.
Think about what a wizard sleeve looks like. It's like a. It's got a hand on the top. And a,
it's like a big loose vagina.
Like a vagina.
I guess.
Like this, if I had sleeves and it was a big old vagina.
What?
Okay.
Can't you get it?
If I had sleeves like this and that's what my vagina looked like.
Are you getting it?
No.
So, like, you have to have a big old...
Sam's just waving her hand in front of Christina's
Sam
face.
Sam keeps dangling her fingers in my face and keeps asking, like, do I see it? Do you see the saggy vagina? I don't.
Got it.
All right. Yeah, I get it.
I'd say
saggy vagina.
You're not like a hidden 3D picture. You're not going to, like, cross her eyes and see a sailboat.
Oh, my God. Like in Mallrats?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Me and my dad both think that was all fake. My dad's
I think
like,
I need more wine tonight. I'm not getting anybody's jokes or anything.
Have you seen Mallrats?
No.
You know the 3D like hidden images thing?
Where you'd cross your eyes
and it's like just blurry noise.
Yeah.
And it's like a dolphin in it or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've never made it work for myself.
What? Really?
Why?
Yeah, I've never been able to
see it. No, it does work.
It's really real.
Sometimes it
Me and my dad both thought it was fake.
Did you, like, move it around?
I couldn't see it. I could never see it.
That's weird. I wonder how they do that, because I don't understand how that works.
You just, like, stop focusing, or you do something.
I always, like,
have you guys seen the weird thing I can do with my eyes?
The what?
Can you shake
that?
Do it again?
Yeah, I can shake my eyes.
Let me see.
I can't. Oh, yeah.
I want to see.
You won't be able to see from there, I don't think.
Yeah, I can't see that far. I'm too blind.
Yeah, no, but I can make.
You've got to have a close-up shot of those eyes doing that.
Yeah,
and
I can make my eyes shake really fast, back and forth, rapidly. Rapidamente.
That's weird.
That's weird. What is like? I always wonder, like, how you control that.
I don't
like,
even,
what are you flexing?
What
girl?
Are you feeling?
Yeah. I don't know. There was a girl who was kind of cross-eyed in my class in second grade, and sometimes when she was like. Trying to focus on something that would happen to her, and I was like, always be like, man, I really want to do that. And then suddenly one day I could.
You're like, that looks cool.
That's cool.
It did
That's
look cool.
your fucking dream warrior persona.
There you go.
Like, watch these eyes, motherfucker.
You just have iguana eyes.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I don't know what she's looking at.
Yeah. Is she talking to me or is she looking outside?
Okay.
I don't know.
Dream Warriors is the first movie to start without a dream.
True.
Yeah.
How does it start again? I watched it a couple hours ago.
It starts with Kirsten or Kristen, like she's
Oh, the paper mache.
Yeah, she's making her little house and she's like literally eating spoonfuls of instant coffee.
Yeah, which is like I don't think any of that happens. But
I've done that. It's not tasty.
Does it work?
Well, it's just
coffee.
Guess, yeah.
Nah, I was thinking it was going to be delicious, honestly.
Did it like
really?
Make you?
No, that was
cool. I imagine.
I'm glad I'm not the only one not getting anyone's jokes tonight.
Well, I just imagine somebody, like, you put that in your mouth and you just go, pah.
Yeah,
and it just comes out.
The you're instant like cappuccino challenge. You can do that with. You're like the flavored, dry flavored ones.
Coffee.
Because it just tastes like candy.
Man.
It's like chocolate.
You got to turn your sound off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, who are you going to do the horn?
Yeah.
No, turn the volume on. That's like someone to get in the next room.
The weakest horn ever.
It's like someone to get
registered.
That's so good. That's literally me in real life, I feel like. Yeah. I'm like, I got a big build up, and then it's like, please allow.
From the next room. So.
Oh, God, that's good.
It's like your sound, guys.
So Kristen, it's Kristen, right? I keep saying Kirsten for some reason.
She's not Kirsten.
It's Kristen. So Patricia Arquette is putting together the shit, and then her mom's like, go to fucking bed, and she goes to bed, and then we enter a dream sequence.
Sam watched it just a little while
ago. I literally just watched it a couple hours. I'm like, we did fall asleep the first 10 minutes. I don't know if I watched it. It was a lot of
this is like when we
some reviewers could call
wasn't she like trying to jam some music and like her mom's like turn that off or something.
Well, is that the one where she goes to grab the sink and then the handle grabs her hand back and she's freaking out and she's like something's happening.
That happens.
Okay, here.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's right in the beginning.
Okay, so sometime after the previous film, we're introduced to Kristen Parker, a young girl who dreams herself into an abandoned house in Elm Street where she is chased by a serial killer. Okay, so she we see the whole scene where she's like putting together the house and stuff, and then she goes to sleep, and then she goes to the bathroom. Well, no,
it goes before, in, it's like before pans she goes, to the dollhouse, right? And then she's in
it. And then she's in it.
Yeah.
And
then the viewer knows it's an Elm Street house.
Yeah.
But she has no idea where she is.
Yeah, no, she doesn't know where the fuck she is.
Okay. Is that where the bathroom thing happens?
Yes. And then Krueger sticks his hand through and slices her wrist.
But then she like wakes up out of it and her mom walks in. She's holding a razor blade and her fucking wrist is sliced the fuck open. And so then she goes to the psychiatric hospital because her mom thinks it's a suicide attempt.
Yeah, she thinks it's a 5150.
What's 5150?
It's a suicide attempt.
Is that like cop code?
Yeah.
Damn. Are you a secret cop?
No, I just... It's like a pretty common
thing. She goes to Weston Hospital or whatever. When she fights the orderlies who are trying to sedate her because she doesn't want to go to sleep. And like because she refuses to go to sleep, she's like Nancy Thompson, like... here's like she's talking to her like, you know, like... Like, I know what the fuck you're going through.
Well,
like,
she starts freaking out and trying to like fight people. She cuts Larry Fishburne at the time with a scalpel, like really gets him, and she's freaking out, and then she starts like crying and chanting the 1-2 thing.
And then Nancy like, hears.
And Nancy's like, where'd you learn that rhyme? And then hug and they're like,
Nancy
you know.
finishes it for her.
Yeah, Nancy does the next verse and they're like, best friends.
Yeah, they literally just hug and have a really nice
God.
It's like war buddies. It's like finding out, oh, you were Nom?
Yeah.
Me too, brother.
And then I'm gonna read this so we all know who we're introduced to.
Yeah.
So then Nancy comes in and she's like gonna talk to all these kids and it's like these are the final kids of Elm Street. These are the last kids of the parents who burned fucking Freddy Krueger. These are the last kids who he like went after to try to kill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we have Philip, a habitual sleepwalker. Kincaid, tough kid from the streets
Philip
who was prone
talk
to
either,
violence.
Right? Philip was mute.
No, that was
no Philip's
one.
Friend.
The friend, the Kincaid's
Sorry,
friend.
Sorry, you're probably like about to read it.
Yeah.
The probably. The boy who looks like a boy version of, what's her name?
But he's like a real tender, like sweet kid, the sleepwalking kid.
But Philip is different. Philip, he's different though.
Yeah.
Than the one who can't talk.
Oh, well, if you guys would let me get there. Okay.
Brooke's going to read it now.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Tina.
No problem, B.
Okay. Nancy is introduced to the rest of the page. Philip, a habitual sleepwalker. Kincaid, a tough kid from the streets who is prone to violence. Jennifer, a hopeful television actress. Will, who is confined to a wheelchair after a suicide attempt. Taryn, a former drug addict. And Joey, who is too traumatized to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
There it is. Yeesh. Got him.
Yeah. So she meets all them, and it's all like, oh, yeah, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
And then we have Kristen go back into another fucking dream where she is attacked by Freddy Krueger as a snake, where she's in the house again.
Big, giant, like, slimy snake.
So here's a fun fact.
Eating her whole.
Yeah, and it's eating her whole. But here's a fun fact. The snake was originally kind of pink and super phallic looking, but they changed it a bit and covered it in green goo because she looked like she was getting eaten by a giant dick.
It kind of looks like a big turd, though.
Yeah.
Well, not much better.
Would you rather get eaten by, a giant dick or a giant turd?
I feel both choices suck.
What are my options?
Yeah.
Nightmare on Dick Street or Nightmare on Shit Street?
Getting eaten by a giant
dick for sure.
Yeah, I want to get eaten by some dick.
Not
shit. Some poopy.
Yeah.
Not some poopy doopy. No, I don't want any dick to eat me, actually. But they made it snake, so then
I can't decide.
Nancy realizes that the fucking house is her house, and she's like, oh shit, that house. She looks at it, and then boom, falls backwards asleep into Kristen's dream.
Yeah.
Because Kristen needs help and pulls her into the
dream. She like does The Shining, basically.
Love the way they're just like, someone needs help. Let's all go to sleep. Let's go save them. You know, I love how they all just pop up in each other's dreams and they're just there to like save each other. Man, what a great group. Like, they're not really friends. I mean, I think they become friends through everything. But
Kristen says that, you know, she can pull people into her dreams. So, but then, you know, then Freddy's like, okay, well, clearly this girl's got some tricks up her sleeve. Yeah. So I'm going to like go after the other guys. So he takes Philip.
Freddy only goes for that low hanging fruit.
Well, yeah, he takes Philip. Philip, who gets up and just, Philip sees his like arms get sliced open and his veins coming out.
He gets puppeted by his tendons. That was so fucking gross. That
was really disturbing.
That was like real visceral. Like you watch it and you're like, your wrists hurt.
But it's just weird, like how in the original nightmare, you see what happens to the people. Like something happens to them in the dream. But in this one, you don't see.
Yeah, because you're just wandering around going like this, and they're like, Philip, what are you doing?
Yeah, because if they saw veins popping out or tendons popping out, they'd be like, something weird.
What happens is they go, Nancy like does a group dream session where they hypnotize people, and the guy's
with the little blinky deal.
The little ball things whatever those are called.
Oh, yeah, no, like right before
the metronome with the light.
Yeah. And then everyone is kind of like, well, shit, that didn't work.
But then they realize it did work because
then the balls like
weird
come off
dreamy
the thing
shit happened.
But then Philip had walked off at that point.
But Philip, since he's like a sleepwalker, Kincaid looks at him and he's like, Philip, wake up.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what doesn't wake up? So he's like, have a nice stroll, asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the last time you see your friend. You're like, roommate.
That was a bummer. Well, yeah, because then they're all excited about their powers because that's when the kid's like, in my dreams, can walk.
Well, no, that's a little bit
before,
later.
That's like when that meeting's happening.
Well, we haven't made it to that meeting yet because before we get to that meeting, Jennifer also dies.
The suicide happens before.
Yeah, that happens.
Oh, I'm confusing it with the other guy who looks like, he walks off. Okay.
Yeah, so we have the guy who like gets taken by like a marionette.
And he jumps off the clock tower.
Yeah.
And then you have Jennifer.
Mom appears too. Who we don't know is Freddy's mom.
Yeah, that's creepy.
But that's in a minute. Like, we have Jennifer who's watching TV and talking about how she's going to be a television actress, and then she's watching Zsa Zsa Gabor
smoking cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
I love when she gets like pulled into the TV. I like when she like hits the TV because, you know, like back then you have to like hit things to make them function correctly.
Technical tip.
And then the fucking arms pop out and then grabs her and shoves her in the TV. Yeah. And then Freddy's head just like comes out of the TV. It's so gross.
Yeah.
I love that.
And that's but the then you're ready for primetime, bitch.
Yeah. Welcome to primetime, bitch.
But then they show her like, after everything's happened, when they find her body, and it's really creepy because she's just like hanging with her head smashing that TV a couple feet above the floor.
What do you think happened there?
Yeah, it's like, oh, like, do you think that she like ran and jumped?
Yeah, well, like she got mad hops.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, first she sees like the like it's like asking Zsa Gabor like, can I ask you a question? And it's like, why certainly? And suddenly Freddy Krueger's like, who gives a fuck what you think?
Yeah. He says something super rude as like,
yeah. And then he's like, this is it, Jennifer, your big break into TV.
Yeah, this is where he gets like super punny.
Yeah. But this is before he's like punny, like you know, have a sliced day.
Yeah, have a like, sliced day.
This is like, he's still like, I mean, being.
They're pretty quick quips.
They're kind of rude and. Like, he's a fucking dick.
Well, I mean, he kills them, I'd say. He's definitely being rude. Yeah.
Well, he does say to Joey later on, what's wrong, Joey, feeling tongue-tied?
Yeah.
But, okay, so then we have the group session where Nancy's talking to them and telling them that they're the last of the children of the people who banded together and burned Krueger. And they agree to do a group hypnosis so that they can experience a shared dream and discover their dream powers.
That was a lot of fun.
Fantasy fulfillment.
And that's when Joey wanders off and is captured by Freddy and he's comatose, and so then they write on his Freddy writes on his stomach, come and get him, bitch.
Yeah. But he wanders off because the nurse is walking by the doorway and she kind of like winks at him and she's like, hey, she's super follow sexy. Me and then he goes to have sex with her and then their tongues get stuck together, it looks like.
Yeah.
And then she's shooting all these tongues out at him to
like,
climb up to the bed.
Oh, yeah.
It's annoying. Okay, you know all this weird shit's going down. You know Freddy's out to get you. I'm sorry, the hot nurse probably isn't trying to go for you right now.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you should think.
Also, you're dreaming, you fucking moron, in a hellscape. Like, that's the thing. What is wrong with these people? You're entering Freddy's world. I'm not going to show...
He didn't know, though.
Well,
he wasn't... Because he left the room before everyone was like... Oh, it did work. Here are our powers.
Oh, yeah. He
wandered out first.
But still, you're watching people die because a dream demon is like killing them.
Yeah.
Like, that's Freddy's job.
Stop trusting
work.
The things that are happening to you.
Yeah. And what she's saying to him, she's like, I could get in a lot of trouble for this, but you're just so cute.
And I'm like, hello.
She's saying that to you.
Like, what? Like, I'm not going to, like, that's Freddy's job. That's Freddy's work. I'm not going to show up to Christina's work and just start fucking working for her. And then, like, her show up and people be like, why are you here? You don't work here.
Yeah.
Because I don't work here. There. Like, why do you think that you can, like, get powers and just suddenly this is my dream and I'm going to go fuck the nurse while you guys do that? Like, no.
Yeah.
You're in Freddy's world now, motherfucker.
Yeah.
This is Freddy's work, not yours.
Yeah.
So then, like, oh, that's when Nancy and Neil get fired because
the old school nurse comes in and, like, she's like, this is unorthodox.
Yeah.
You guys are all circle jerking.
And then she's like, I'm going to put everybody to sleep. Like, everybody's getting sedatives
now. I'm going
to
do the thing that terrifies all of my mental patients because that'll relax them.
Well, but then Nancy and Neil go to her father to discover where the bones are hidden because Sister Mary Helena, a nun, appears and says that Freddy is the young son of a nun who was accidentally locked in a room with hundreds of mental patients who raped her continually, and the only way to like stop him is to lay his bones to rest. Yes.
Yeah.
And so she goes to her dad and she's like, Dad, like, listen, we can finally kill Freddy Krueger. This is what we have to do. And he's just like, oh my God.
Like, stop bringing this up.
Yeah. I know. He's like, are you?
I thought we were past
this.
God, come on, Nancy. Get it together.
He's like, I'm just trying to like drink myself to death. Just let me be. Leave this damn thing alone.
Like, I set this motherfucker on fire fucking twice now. Like, come on now. I'll talk to you on your birthday.
I think it's like a denial of convenience. Like, he doesn't want it to be real so much that he's just like, no, it's not real.
Yeah. But then he actually does go to get the like bones.
Oh, he definitely thinks it's real.
Yeah,
I mean that's his thing. Like, he's like fighting it the whole time.
Well, then.
And then he fights Skeleton Freddy in the junkyard.
Uh-huh.
He gets like real. Like, remember those like Clash of the Titans like way back in the day with a it's like claymation.
Yeah.
It looked really.
That scene reminds me of 13 Ghosts. The scene at the end, they're also in like a junkyard. And he's like fighting, like supposedly this dead guy or something that's supposed to be dead. And like, anyways, that scene always they seem very similar.
So
junkyard's a good setting for horror.
Yeah, junkyards are great.
Yeah.
So they find out that Kristen is getting sedated in like a she's literally getting sedated in one of those crazy padded rooms.
Yeah.
Like by her fucking self.
Like solitary.
Yeah.
They like threw her in and doped her up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like what the fuck? So they go and Nancy's like, shit, we've got to go into the dream world and go into hypnosis. Like, why do I keep saying hypnosis? Huh? Hypnosis. So that we can like go find them. And that's when everybody becomes their dream self.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dude's super strong. He like Kool-Aid mans through the wall.
Yes, like, I love that.
Oh, Kincaid?
Yeah.
Kincaid's the best.
He's like, I'm Helen. Yeah. I don't need Doris. Fuck Doris. I'm strong as shit. Mm-hmm. I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
Well, no, and then it's like Joey has a dream power voice. And then you have... So let's go through everybody's deaths.
What was the first of the... The squad. Was it the girl
it's the guy that was the puppet?
He was the first one.
So, yeah, no, when they go in as the Dream Warriors,
we have
Taryn, who he appears and says, let's get high. And all of a sudden he has the heroin syringes as his fingers and stabs her.
That was and such then a he's bummer. Like, what and then she a has, rush. Like, the little, like...
Yeah, she gets all this...
open little, up and are, like... look like blinking eyes.
Yeah, and that was like, so gross.
Yeah, so weird. So then we have like Will the Wizard, who thinks he like has like it again. D&D like powers, he's gonna get Freddy. Like
he's got a good heart.
First it doesn't work, then it does, and then Freddy's just like, okay, and then stabs him in the heart.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
So then it looks like he's going to kill Kristen. He's like,
nerd, stab.
So then we have...
pretty much, I know.
So we have Nancy, who ends up getting stabbed twice.
OG girl Nancy.
Yeah.
Because he appears as her dad, and he's like,
I've crossed over, honey. Yeah.
And then they hug, and he, like, stabs her.
Yeah, and he stabs
her. And then isn't that when what's-his-name pops up, and he screams, and they're like... Or was that earlier? When the sweet boy who doesn't talk, he comes into the dream world and he like screams at some moment and they're like,
he screams right before that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, you have a dream voice. That's your, it's all very exciting.
Yeah.
And he was like, that was
dream
me.
Voice.
It was cute. It was really cute.
Super cute. So then, Nancy ends up stabbing Freddy with his own glove and it's like,
yep.
Dang, Nancy here, and she just takes out Freddy.
Yep.
And we find out that Sister Mary Helena is actually Freddy Krueger's mother.
The ghost manifestation of his
mother.
She's terrifying.
Yeah, she's a little spooky.
Mm-hmm. Later, we see Neil, who is sleeping peacefully at home with his dream doll and the cardboard house model. And one of the windows in the cardboard house lightens up, telling us that Freddy's still alive and will return.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He ain't going nowhere.
Best death.
TV.
That was great. I think if you look at anyone who doesn't really know Freddy Krueger and you say... anything about them, their immediate like thought is going to be the welcome to primetime bitch. That's one of his most popular, most famous lines. Like, I love how much he uses the word bitch in this movie. Funny. Like, he is like, fuck you, you bitch. Like, I'm going to get you. Like, you thought you outsmarted me.
He's just being nasty.
Yeah, and I like that. Like, I like my killers nasty. You know, you can be fucking funny because, you know... I'm okay with you having a sense of humor.
Sure.
But I don't want you to just be like, ha, 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 and then kill me. I want you to be like, ha, 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 fuck you, cunt, and then stab me. You know?
Yeah. You want unstable, crazy, mean people, not like killer clowns from outer space.
Right.
I mean, hey, let's be clear. That fucking movie's badass.
Yeah.
Movie is badass. Actually, 9 years ago this week.
This night.
Yeah, 9 years ago this week. Haley and I did a Blood, Tits, and Gore Tuesdays it was 8 years ago, at Dish, where we showed Killer Clowns from Outer Space. There was like this whole summary written, like, come to Dish so that you can see blah, blah, blah. And it was like explaining the whole movie, and it's written so poorly. Just like,
nice.
Dish days.
I mean, like, out of, the thing that unsettled me the most was the dude with his tendons and like,
that was
just like really, like, I feel like I'm like, I know that that would be a real bummer to feel.
Yeah.
And then also when, I guess it was a dream when Freddy kills Kristen. Is that what her name?
Yeah.
Her mom. And he's got he's holding the head, and she's like, Kristen, you're always ruining my time when I have guests over or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Freddy Krueger's like, where's the fucking bourbon?
Yeah. That's a good scene. I do like that one,
too.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like, you're dead and you're still shitty?
She's still fucking yelling at her, being a bad mother.
Like, throw her fucking head down the road.
She's back to life in the next one.
Yeah.
Bunny?
I don't know, man. The TV one's so... It's hard to not pick that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what would be my next one? I don't know.
I also think the...
Probably the guy at the pool. Are we... Only picking
for
both?
Yeah, for both.
Probably the guy at the pool in two, who's like trying to de-escalate and just gets
Come on, we can talk about it.
Yeah.
He was asking for it.
Yeah, no one liked that guy.
No. And I can't believe everybody, like, I feel like when he started to do that, I'd be like, okay, everybody, let's run.
Yeah.
Like, I know, I'd love to see what happens.
He's gonna
The options are, like you said, either the guy thinks he's Freddy and he's not actually Freddy, or it's actually a Freddy. Like, why? Let your animal instincts come in and get away from the thing that's probably going to kill you.
Yeah, doesn't matter if he looks like your friend. He's still killing a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Pass on that one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, I was definitely going to go. I was going to go with the where's the fucking bourbon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That is really funny.
You know what was gross, too, was when they're down in the boiler room. Maybe in the boiler room. I don't know. There's somewhere. And, like, we see Freddy's body, and he's got all the little heads.
Oh, the little heads.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, screaming. Yeah. And, oh, it's cute. They're, like, little teeny tiny heads just kind of, like, barely wiggling. That was good. I like that.
Because he takes the cells.
But they all look like Freddy.
They're kind of generic faces. Oh. Yeah. They're just like, because they're coming, like, it's kind of the
Josh,
thing where they're like pressing through his skin, so you can really just see like a nose and
There's a lot of that, I feel like, in all of the films.
Well, because he takes their souls, like, he kills them, like, takes their souls.
Aim it a little more at you.
When like Freddy's coming out of, what's his name?
Jesse.
Yeah,
Jesse.
When he's coming out of Jesse's body.
That's super gross and cool.
That is like,
Because, like, there's a sweater under his skin when it starts to break out of his arm.
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They're like,
can you imagine, like, scratching your arm and then, like,
sweater. Like, skin slowly starts to break apart, and then Freddy's head just, like, bursts out of his chest, and he's still being
like, this is not cool.
There
was a time where he was like, okay.
I figured he would, like, instantly die, but...
I just birthed a dead serial killer.
Out of my tum-tum.
Yeah.
So back to the... So we're dream warriors.
Okay.
Dream warriors.
Oh, what do you look like? What are your powers? What do you do? You don't get like... You're not like everything, but like, you know, like, what's that thing you do? Like, well, and I guess some would have to do... Not, luckily, none of us have any real disabilities, so it's not like we're like, I can walk and I do this.
Well, I don't battle with any mental illnesses anymore. And I'm really confident in public, and I'm fit.
So you're like a really hot guy
I'm like a stable, normal person.
So you're just...
That's not what I dream to be, though, but...
No, that wouldn't be so it. In a dream, Freddy Krueger appears and you give him a speech about how you can live with happiness and this and this and this.
I self-help him.
Yeah, you self-help him.
There you go.
So you don't have to hold all that anger in.
The power of positive thinking, Freddy.
And that's how I got so thin and skinny with a six-pack. Yeah. Just kidding. 8-12. 8-12-pack, depending on which... 12.
What about, like, could I just teleport away from him all the time?
That's a pretty dope power.
Teleporting would be fucking sweet.
Like Nightcrawler.
Except for the time that you do teleport away from him and you accidentally teleport to him.
Yeah.
Like you're like
okay,
on his arm.
I don't want that one. What about if I do like a healing thing where I'm able to heal myself so that if he slashes me, then I just like heal myself.
then he's gonna have to blow you up. Like, just keep on slicing you, healing, and
we're gonna all die. Like, yeah. we can't pick something that's like,
not gonna
that makes
end
you
well.
Not die.
Yeah.
You're like, I'd fucking make it, Josh.
I know.
You gave me that eye. You're like, don't tell me what I can and
cannot
do.
I want a power so where I can, like,
Juggernaut out of this fucking room. Yeah.
Like, I want to outsmart him.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. I feel like I'd want
to
just...
Well, you can for at least two movies.
That's true.
Yeah. I feel like I'd want to just, like, master some kind of weapon. Like, that'd be kind of fucking cool. Like, maybe...
Yeah, once she turns into a punk, she suddenly becomes an expert. She's, like, spinning them in her hand and shit.
Yeah, I feel like that would be really cool where I had a thing where I was like, I don't know what thing it would be, but...
You're a swordsman. A swordswoman.
Like a fucking katana or some shit. That'd be pretty cool.
Like Kill Bill.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I guess, and, like, that would... I'd want it to come with some, like, acrobatic ability.
Yeah.
Or, like, combat. I don't know.
So, basically, you want to be a ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
If I could do that... Yeah, put me down in the books for that one.
That sounds pretty tight. B?
I feel like I would totally, like, basically suddenly look like Charlize Theron in Atomic Blonde, but with longer hair. And I would totally have Carrie psychokinesis abilities where I would just, like, fucking chunk shit. Like, look, and, like, he starts to come at me. Boom! Boiler in front of him. Ha ha! Keep coming.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah,
eventually he'd kill me.
What are Sailor Moon's powers?
Well, she has moon crystal power.
Yeah, she's got real long hair. This is quality. Like, this is where people would be like, and then you guys talked about fucking Sailor Moon. Anyway, so you'd be
a moon princess. No, I'd be basically a popular Carrie.
Okay.
Cool.
So I'd probably be Carrie in a dream state. So Carrie dreams
all
and suddenly she's
you.
Really
all
fucking hot.
You.
Yeah.
They're all gonna love you.
Yeah. And they're just gonna shower you with like confetti and glitter.
Yeah. They're like, oh,
your
it's the confetti.
Look, yeah.
But 1,000 balloons come down.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Sometimes Freddy's like lair thing looked like the Grinch's lair. Like, I was, like, it was weird. The way it was set up, I was like, I think they just, like, used the same set, but maybe, like, changed the color of the lights from red to green. So I was like, this looks, like, fun. Like, you've got interesting machines and, like, a lot of Rube Goldberg devices around. Like, he's got cool shit in there. Just maybe that do, like, evil stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, with souls.
Yeah, something about, like, you crack an egg and eventually it'll, like, extract a soul by the end. I don't know.
Maybe.
You're an evil one, Mr. Krug.
Mr. Krug.
You killed them in their dreams.
That actually worked.
You stabbed them and you slashed them. You cut them and you gut them, Mr. Krug.
I scared myself. That's good.
Bummer. Does that mean that we're coming to an end?
That means we're getting close to the end.
I think we're at the end.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right. So we've got down 1, 2, and 3 of Nightmare on Elm Street.
But we don't want to bore the fuck out of you. So I think we're going to
punctuate it with a little... other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna take a break.
I don't think we're that boring.
Oh, no, I don't think we're boring. I think we're gonna take a break and come back to we did half of the Nightmare on Elm Streets before we hit New Nightmare and Freddy versus Jason.
Let's have an Instagram contest where they pick the movie we review. one week.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We should do that.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, we did the first half. We'll do the second half after this.
Yeah.
And
we separately would do the
We're going to do Freddy versus Jason with a Canadian podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We're still figuring that out. And then we'll do New Nightmares.
As a whole episode, yeah.
Yeah. And discuss other meta horror movies.
Very cool. Chomp on that no-dos. Eat that instant coffee.
Yeah.
Don't buy a weighted blanket.
Stay woke.
Don't trust a sexy nurse. Yeah,
she's not into you.
Unless you've
never into
unless $400 has left your hand and entered her just like half an hour before.
Like, no,
probably not actually.
Or you look around and you are happen to have walked into somebody's bachelor party.
Yeah,
yeah, that nurse don't want you.
Yeah, true that.
That nurse still don't want you, but yeah.
Real nurses are tired and overworked.
Yeah,
and not into fucking randos.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Maybe. I'm not going to speak for all nurses, but...
Yeah.
Stay woke!
Stay woke.
Stay woke, y'all.
Oh, man.